Time to talk business with Jack Robinson.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Fridays are when we talk about the region's economic news. Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson had some economic news in his State of the City speech last night. Two companies are moving here, one originally from the Bay Area and the other from China. How big a deal is this?
Not huge in themselves, but both are really sort of a sign that the region is heading in the right direction, or at least we can look at it that way. One is a company called Anpec Biomedical that could eventually create more than 1,000 jobs here. The other is a Bay Area software firm that actually moved to Florida and is now planning to move back to California, to Midtown Sacramento. That company is a holding company that owns a cloud-based document storage service called Flipvox. It's not as many jobs, but still a nice feather in the cap of Sacramento. And it makes a nice change, I think, to lure companies from places like Shanghai and Florida.
Well, since we're talking about jobs, we got a jobs report last week that said the Fort County, Sacramento area unemployment rate was unchanged in December from the month before. Based on that, should people be worried that the region's job recovery is stalling?
No. Considering that you're going from November to December, that's not bad. And the big picture is that the numbers are really looking good for Sacramento. The number of jobs year over year rose by 2.5%, which is better than the state average. And, you know, even better news came a month ago. That was the first time we could report that we had finally recovered all the jobs lost in the Great Recession. You know, I think this news sort of got lost in the holiday crush, but it really is a big deal. It took us more than 8 years to climb out of that hole.
The last screens at the old Cinemark theaters in Sacramento's Arden area have closed, and the remaining domes, those iconic domes, will be demolished soon. Remind us, what's happening after that?
Owners of How About Arden shopping area are really making progress in revamping that part of the retail scene in Sacramento, and we'll see a lot of changes soon. You know, you may remember demolition of the theaters began last summer, but apparently the owners wanted to keep some of the screens open through the holidays. Now the remaining domes, as you say, have been closed. They'll come down soon, and workers have already laid the foundation for a new theater complex that developers say will be a big upgrade. And tomorrow, a new store is scheduled to open right there in How About Arden. The Container Store is a national chain that's establishing its first outlet here. And some people say this really is a big deal. It kind of has cult status with some consumers.
A big vote by the Sacramento City Council is scheduled for next week. The council will decide whether to allow cultivation of marijuana in the city, something a lot of other cities have already done.
There's a reason for that. It's partly because of a glitch in a recent state law that set standards for growing and selling medical pot. Governor Brown signed that law last fall, but lawmakers accidentally left in a provision that required cities to act by March 1 if they want to set their own rules. So many cities lately have been rushing to adopt their own laws, and, you know, in many cases that has meant banning marijuana altogether. Marijuana is, you know, starting to become a real business, so naturally that's a concern to some.
But now it looks like that March 1st deadline could be repealed.
Right. There's a law that is in the process and that the governor says he will sign that would repeal the deadline. And medical marijuana businesses hope that that will give cities more time and that they can persuade them to allow cultivation and sale in some form. But some Sacramento council members really don't want to count on the state repealing the deadline, so they're moving ahead. The issue actually came up last week. The council talked about what steps the city might take in establishing its own rules, and clearly, council members are not all on the same page about what the city should do. So this discussion could get pretty intense.
Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.